You've got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. We're broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay, including 99.5 in Roanoke. I'm Desiree Moses, and I'm coming to you live from Roanoke at the Five Points Music Sanctuary. So thrilled to be joined by Tom Hamilton. Tom, thanks for being here.
An absolute pleasure.
The new album is I'm Your Vampire, but Tom, you are very active on the scene. Been a part of Brothers Past, American Babies, Ghostlight, sing, play lead guitar for J-Rad, and now this is a solo output. I listened to another interview that you did where you said you were fiddling around with writing songs for this record for about 5 months or so before you landed on material that you felt was just right. So yeah. Kind of talk about that process and what about this timing was right for this record and what kind of took you so long to get to the place of, hey, I think we've got something here.
Yeah. I have a writing partner, this guy, Pete Tramo, who we grew up together in West Philly. And it's our process. You know, when we don't live in the same area anymore, we don't see each other very much. It's kind of like when we both feel it, that it's time, we just kind of shoot a text to each other and it's like, hey, we should get some time together. And so when my band Ghostlight broke up and my dad got sick, and it was kind of the universe telling me to maybe slow down and maybe it's time to just do some work at home instead of being on the road as much and to start working on a new record. So for Peter and I, having a career is a lot harder than just kind of popping out a record and in your 20s. As you get older and this is probably my ninth album, over the years of all these different bands, you have to work a little bit harder. You got to dig a little bit deeper to find the emotional pay dirt, the things that, to not be repeating yourself and to feel like you're growing as an artist. And so the work on that is Peter and I spending months just staring at each other at the studio and writing terrible songs, just to kind of know what we don't want. To write something and to know that sounds like something else, or that sounds like something we already did, or, it's just not happening, So we started in the beginning of February of, I think, 23, and we didn't really get anything that we liked until almost June. And that was Kissing With Our Eyes Closed was the first song that we knew. It came out pretty quick. And as soon as we were finished, we were like, oh, okay, this is our North Star. This is the bar is set here as far as what the rest of the record is. And everything from now on is, we're looking at material based around how it supports this song,
We've enjoyed spinning Kissing With Your Eyes Closed on WNRN. Now let's hear a live version recorded at Five Points Music Sanctuary in Roanoke. It's Tom Hamilton on WNRN.
Got some.
Tom Hamilton live on WNRN, recorded at Five Points Music Sanctuary in Roanoke. We just heard Kissing With Your Eyes Closed, the North Star of the new album, I'm Your Vampire. This record was co-produced by Alex Farrar. He's out of Asheville, North Carolina. He's produced records for a ton of other WNRN artists.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday, MJ Linderman, yeah. Snail Mail, Hooray for the Riff Raff. What was it like working with him? Had you worked with him before?
I had not. It was very cool. You know, getting... You can get lost in the weeds pretty easily when you're when it's kind of just two guys writing, and we have our own studio, so you're not precious about time. So my manager just kind of floated the idea of like, hey man, you know, why don't you just kind of get out of your own space and go talk to somebody else and get a different opinion on what's happening and whatever. You know, he introduced me to Alex, and I went down to Asheville and I spent 10 days like living at his studio, and it was just me, him, and a couple guys that he brought in, Dave Hartley, the bass player from War on Drugs. You know, War on Drugs is another Philadelphia band, so we had that nice little connection. And but yeah, it was Dave Hartley and this drummer Kevin, and we kind of just, you know, it was just nice to have a different set of eyes on things, you know. And there were a lot of songs that he made us feel good about what we were doing. I was like, oh, okay, we don't need to even touch that. That's, you're on the right path, you know. And then other songs, it was kind of like, all right, maybe you can trim some fat here, or here's some other ideas. And it was great, man. He's just a very gentle force to work with. You know, he's got the kitten mittens on, and he's there to just help guide. You know, it wasn't a forceful hand.
You've been a part of so many projects where the live show is the thing and is so important. And that's oftentimes very different than what happens in a studio setting.
Sure.
So I'm curious, for an artist like yourself, what are you looking for when you go into the studio and when you're cutting a record? What are the elements that are important to you?
Sure. Well, you know, not to sound like pretentious about it, but you're looking for honesty. And that's across the board, right? Just as an artist, I think that's how we connect. And that's why people will react or not. You know, I think they can sense the place that you're coming from, if it's real or not. Yeah, they're in the studio, you know, we're looking for intention and that X factor thing that you can't really put a finger on. You know, a lot of these songs, there are many versions that were recorded of them with different backing bands, you know, just because why not? When, you know, hey, what does this sound like if we have a different drummer or a different bassist or a different whatever? And the takes that made the record were the ones, they weren't perfect, but they were... There was something about them, you know, and you know it when you hear it, you know, and yeah, you know, when everything's working and everybody's on the same page, it's the closest thing to magic that exists in the world, you know, when humans come together to create something that wasn't there before, you know, that's what we're looking for.
Tom Hamilton live on WNRN. We're at the Five Points Music Sanctuary in Roanoke. We're going to get into another song, but before we do, can you tell us who's joining you on stage?
Of course. On the bass is Taylor Shell. On the drums is Nick Paternostro. On keys, one of my oldest friends in the world, Mr. Tom McKee. And on backing vocals is Ms. Rachel Cole.
Tom Hamilton on WNRN. The new album is I'm Your Vampire. Let's hear a live version of Walking Backwards.
Find the way. Ooh.
We're speaking with Tom Hamilton live on WNRN from the Five Points Music Sanctuary in Roanoke. The new solo album is I'm Your Vampire. Tom Hamilton, also the lead guitarist and singer of J-Rad. He is a part of the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration coming to the Allianz Amphitheater in Richmond this fall. That date is September 3rd. Tom, what did you want to share with us about this upcoming celebration?
It's an interesting take on Jerry's music. The band it's an all-star band. It's Melvin Seals from the Jerry Garcia Band and Jackie LaBranche, who is one of Jerry's original backup singers. And we're joined by Graham Lesh, the aforementioned Phil's son, and John Kimmock, who is Steve Kimmock's son, on drums. So it's us backed by a symphony. But it's not just a pops situation, which some people might be afraid that it is. We still are able to improvise and have the spirit of their music, and the orchestra just really is it reinforces what we're doing, it's a majestic way to hear this music. There's a lot of intention in it and originality in just the presentation and the scores that we've had composed for the orchestra. So I think if you're a fan of this music and you have the means to come out, I think you're going to see something that you won't forget.
Tom Hamilton live on WNRN. We're speaking about the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration coming to Allianz Amphitheater in Richmond on September 3rd. Tom Hamilton has a new solo record out, I'm Your Vampire. We're going to hear one more live track. We're going to go out on Don't Give Up On Me. Is there anything you want to share with us about this song before we get into it?
It's a ripper, and it starts the record off. It sets the tone for the whole album.
Tom Hamilton, thanks so much for joining us today on WNRN.
Absolute pleasure.
All right, let's hear it. Don't Give Up On Me, recorded live at the Five Points Music Sanctuary in Roanoke.
Oh,